Section 78. Revelation given through Joseph Smith the Prophet at Kirtland, Ohio, March 1, 1832. On that day, the prophet and other leaders had assembled to discuss church business. This revelation originally instructed the prophet, Sidney Rigdon, and Newell K. Whitney to travel to Missouri and organize the church's mercantile and publishing endeavors by creating a firm that would oversee these efforts, generating funds for the establishment of Zion and for the benefit of the poor. This firm, known as the United Firm, was organized in April 1832 and disbanded in 1834, see Section 82. Sometime after its dissolution, under the direction of Joseph Smith, the phrase, "the affairs of the storehouse for the poor," replaced "mercantile and publishing establishments" in the revelation, and the word "order" replaced the word "firm." 1 through 4. The saints should organize and establish a storehouse. 5 through 12. Wise use of their properties will lead to salvation. 13 through 14. The church should be independent of earthly powers. 15 through 16. Michael, Adam, serves under the direction of the Holy One, Christ. 17 through 22. Blessed are the faithful, for they will inherit all things.
The Lord spake unto Joseph Smith, Jr., saying, "Hearken unto me, saith the Lord your God, who are ordained unto the high priesthood of my church, who have assembled yourselves together, and listen to the counsel of him who has ordained you from on high, who shall speak in your ears the words of wisdom, that salvation may be unto you in that thing which you have presented before me, saith the Lord God. For verily I say unto you, the time has come, and is now at hand. And behold, and lo, it must needs be that there be an organization of my people in regulating and establishing the affairs of the storehouse for the poor of my people, both in this place and in the land of Zion, for a permanent and everlasting establishment and order unto my church, to advance the cause which ye have espoused to the salvation of man, and to the glory of your Father who is in heaven, that you may be equal in the bonds of heavenly things, yea, and earthly things also, for the obtaining of heavenly things. For if ye are not equal in earthly things, ye cannot be equal in obtaining heavenly things. For if you will that I give unto you a place in the celestial world, you must prepare yourselves by doing the things which I have commanded you and required of you. And now, verily thus saith the Lord, it is expedient that all things be done unto my glory, by you who are joined together in this order. Or in other words, let my servant Newell K. Whitney, and my servant Joseph Smith, Jr., and my servant Sidney Rigdon sit in council with the saints which are in Zion. Otherwise Satan seeketh to turn their hearts away from the truth, that they become blinded and understand not the things which are prepared for them. Wherefore a commandment I give unto you, to prepare and organize yourselves by a bond or everlasting covenant that cannot be broken. And he who breaketh it shall lose his office and standing in the church, and shall be delivered over to the buffetings of Satan until the day of redemption. Behold, this is the preparation wherewith I prepare you, and the foundation and the ensample which I give unto you, whereby you may accomplish the commandments which are given you, that through my providence, notwithstanding the tribulation which shall descend upon you, that the church may stand independent above all other creatures beneath the celestial world, that you may come up unto the crown prepared for you, and be made rulers over many kingdoms, saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Zion, who hath established the foundations of Adam undi Amen, who hath appointed Michael your prince, and established his feet, and set him upon high, and given unto him the keys of salvation under the counsel and direction of the Holy One, who is without beginning of days or end of life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye are little children, and ye have not as yet understood how great blessings the Father hath in his own hands and prepared for you. And ye cannot bear all things now. Nevertheless, be of good cheer, for I will lead you along. The kingdom is yours, and the blessings thereof are yours, and the riches of eternity are yours. And he who receiveth all things with thankfulness shall be made glorious, and the things of this earth shall be added unto him, even an hundredfold, yea, more. Wherefore do the things which I have commanded you, saith your Redeemer, even the Son Amen, who prepareth all things before he taketh you. For ye are the church of the firstborn, and he will take you up in a cloud, and appoint every man his portion. And he that is a faithful and wise steward shall inherit all things. Amen.